Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Joshua chapter 3, and we're reading verses 1 to 8.
Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the Ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exhort you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river."
Our focus is on verse 5. The Lord will do amazing things among you. There had been changes in the ranks as well as in the line of command, but not at the very top. Moses and all who had come out of Egypt had now died, and Joshua had been called to lead the next generation of Israelites into the Promised Land. But it was the same Lord who had been with Moses who was now with Joshua. That's why amazing things would still happen, because that's what the Lord does. You and I may be in ordinary situations, everyday routines, but let's not let them stop the Lord from doing amazing things in us and through us. The ordinary can become extraordinary when the Lord is involved. Like Joshua, it's all about learning to follow the Lord's directions and acknowledge Him in all that we say and do. So let's make ourselves available today and see what amazing things the Lord will do, even through us. A prayer. Lord God, please help us to let You be involved in every aspect of our lives. At home, at work, amongst family and friends, may we acknowledge You and trust You to work through us for Your glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.